Attention fans of Jury Duty. The groundbreaking comedy series is back for season two, featuring an all-new cast. This installment takes the comedy out of the courthouse and into the mountains above Malibu for an annual company retreat. The catch? Everyone but the new guy is an actor. Oh yeah, and the company is fake. Get to know all the employees of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce, a family business with everything on the line. Season two arrives with bigger laughs, higher stakes, and the same heart that made the first season a cultural phenomenon. And here's the fun part. You'll be able to try all four flavors of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce on Amazon. Jury Duty Presents Company Retreat is now streaming on Prime Video. Don't miss the feel-good comedy everyone's going to be talking about.
SpringFest means more sun, more fun, and more free at Lowe's. Keep your yard in line with an additional free EGO 56-volt battery when you buy a select EGO mower, trimmer, or blower. Plus, keep landscaping fresh with Stay-Green 1-cubic foot garden soil, 5 bags for $10. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 4/8 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Springtime's the perfect time to turn the page and refresh your home style. The only problem? It can be expensive. Luckily, there's a better way to shop well-worthy pieces for less at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's negotiates with manufacturers to get you the best everyday low prices, giving the shopping power back to you. The power to get more style, comfort, and quality for less on amazing pieces like stylish mid-century dining sets made for hosting those big spring brunches, pop-up sleeper sectionals with all the bells and whistles so you can turn any room into a guest room, and next-level Bobopedic mattresses so you can get a great night's rest after you've finished redecorating every room. So, when you're ready to spring into new style, stop into your nearest store or shop online and see how you can get wow-worthy style for less with Bob's Discount Furniture. Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient, meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey! Let's go.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
This is like one of my favorite things we do on the show. We analyze people's dreams. We don't.
We do not.
No. But literally the world's leading expert on dreams, Lori Loewenberg, does, and she's joining us right now. Lori, hello! Yay! So we like to have you on at different times that are like, you know, we have you on around Halloween because there's something kind of supernatural and funky about dreams. And there's really nothing going on right now to bring you on other than to dish dirt on the Kardashians. Because you just hung out with one of them, right?
I did.
And
Chloe.
And
Coco.
And tell us about it.
She's kind of my favorite. Yeah.
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 So she invited me on her podcast, Chloe in Wonderland. So I flew out to LA. I sat down on the sofa with her. And she is one tall drink of water. Let me tell you. She's tall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's actually, it was interesting because usually when I do things like this, you know, you sit in the green room and you wait and you wait and you wait, and they, you know, some have a glam squad, they touch you up and everything. I got there, they threw me on the sofa. Chloe was already sitting there waiting for me.
Wow. I love that.
Yeah. And so we just went for it.
And
we talked for about an hour and a half, all about dreams. She told me a really interesting one though that wound up being very timely about Lamar Odom.
Okay.
Yeah. We were talking about precognitive dreams, which is when you have a dream and then a few days later it comes true.
Oh.
She had one about her ex, Lamar, and she dreamed that he died and she was at his funeral and she was crying and she woke up and she was like, oh, thank God. And then later that day, as she's driving to a photo shoot, she gets a phone call from, I think it was Kim, who told her that Lamar overdosed and he was in the hospital. And then she was told he died. And I know, can you imagine? And she gets to the hospital and apparently he didn't die.
Right, right.
But it was really close call, yeah, right? It was like, yes. I remember that.
And then she's having a bit of a meltdown and her mom says, Chloe, you dreamed he died. And she'd totally forgotten, you know, in all the chaos that she had that dream.
Wow.
And so we talk about it. We go pretty deep on the podcast. It's Chloe in Wonderland. And we talk all about why we get precognitive dreams, what it is, what could possibly be happening in the brain. And in time, is time really linear? And we go very deep and it might make your brain melt, but it's pretty cool.
Okay, cool.
Okay, so we'll check that out.
Yeah.
We have a couple people from social media we're going to have you talk to in a couple minutes, but there's some weird dreams in the studio that we need to. I have just a question. I know there are themes that happen in dreams, like you've got stuff stuck in your teeth or whatever, and that means there's something you got to get out. I don't have dreams that I necessarily remember, but over the last month or so, I'm doing heroic things or whatever, and I'm trying to get stuff done, but there's always one of my exes there that I have to wait for to go do the thing. Like
doing heroic things. Yeah,
I'm doing things. It's like there's kids that need saved in the water or whatever, but I'm like, come on. Let's just get with me. And it's whatever it is. I mean, I don't even remember the things. I know there's a sense of urgency for me to go over there. But one of my exes, and it's never the same one, is there. What could that possibly mean? Or is that not a common teeth-like theme?
This isn't quite as common as teeth. This is more individualized and special just for you.
Oh, crud.
So, we thought so.
I didn't. I thought it's just a thing.
So.
Okay. What could it be?
All right, we're going to dive in and we're going to figure this out. So I want to start with the time pressure you're feeling. And you also mentioned the need to get over there.
Yeah.
So let's start with that. Because geographical locations and dreams are really more about psychological places.
Okay.
Okay. So this could be getting over there to a place in your life, or getting over there to a different state of mind.
Yeah. He does not like this.
Can we just say it's a common thing and I'm fine? Just say,
no.
We'll just cut this down to like, you're fine. It's like, no, that it is. Because there's no, you're right. There's something I need to get to, but I just need to make sure they're okay.
Oh. I think this is likely a psychological place.
I wasn't thinking they're okay until I'm talking to you. In the meantime, in the dream, I'm just like, hurry up. Just let's come with me. I got to get over there. Like, let's.
So is this more about you really care about them being okay or that you're okay with them?
Me okay with them.
Yeah, I know. Them okay.
I don't like having you on the air.
Your dream's giving you something really good to work with.
Okay.
It's showing you what needs to be corrected in order to progress psychologically.
Okay. What needs to be corrected? Do I just need to get rid of all of them?
Okay. You being okay, I guess, with yourself in regard to them.
Okay. I can work on that. Can we do one of them? Okay.
Can we go to the koalas?
Yes. Okay. Aaron has this incredible thing. Thank you for that. Like, honestly, you're very much like a therapist. Like, as soon as I started talking to you, I'm like, holy crap. Like, it's just been internalized in me.
You can feel the pieces 100%. Like coming together. Yeah.
It just starts to coalesce.
I think Aaron's is going to be therapeutic as well.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Let's get Aaron's in here for sure.
Okay. Lori, I had a dream that my mom was driving. I was in the passenger seat. We saw a small animal crossing the road. It turned out to be like a baby koala clinging to its dying mom. We drove over it. We didn't run it over. We just went over it.
I wasn't expecting that.
We passed over it.
You figured it was low enough to the ground that you could clear it.
Yes, exactly. That's what we did. Okay. We pulled over. We stopped. I got out, went and got the baby, and then took care of it. I remember
and
it
you
like,
left the mom?
You left the mom, and I remember the baby kind of like punched the monkey. It was like climbing up my leg.
Oh, for the love.
Okay. When did you have this dream?
Maybe 3 weeks ago. It's been a minute.
Okay. I feel like we touched on this last time I was here.
This is.
Are you dealing with, like, are you getting baby fever or anything like that?
Not baby fever. I help care for my nephews, though.
Right. Okay. So this could be about your maternal instincts at play here. Let's figure out why it's a koala of all things, because that seems random.
That was
right?
So random. Yeah.
Right. Well, it's not. It's not. Trust me.
Okay. What's a koala?
When you
mean?
Think of a koala, when you think of a koala, where does your mind go?
I don't know, like safari, jungle, soft, fuzzy. Okay. That's kind of it.
Okay. And one more question. Mm-hmm. This is going to get us there. Pretend you're teaching a preschool class.
Okay.
How would you teach them about a koala? What would you say? What's a koala? What's its nature? What's it known for?
It's a marsupial.
Oh, for the love.
And they're really cute and cuddly, but when they're wet, they look gross.
Maybe like, she
I honestly don't know anything
class.
About koalas.
We're going to pull our kids out of that school.
Yeah. Okay, you.
Are you looking for, like, they cling to things? Don't they sleep in trees?
I don't know.
Like holding on to the tree.
You know they're a marsupial, but you don't know if they sleep in
no,
trees?
No, I don't.
For the
I don't
love.
Know what they eat. Do they eat bamboo? I don't
they
know.
They eat eucalyptus.
See?
Yeah.
Okay. And they're sleepy.
Okay, well, you did say, and it's interesting you didn't say Australia either.
Yeah, she said safari.
But you said,
yeah.
Okay, safari. Okay, so it's your words that matter here, not anyone else's, because this is coming from you. Okay, so first let's start with the cute and cuddly. Is there anything in your life that you think's really cute, but you have to let go of something in order to
I mean, yeah, my nephews.
Maintain.
Oh.
Okay, is something going to be happening where you are no longer going to be caring for them?
Yeah.
Yep. Slacker
what's happening?
Chair away.
I'm going to do what Slacker do, and I'm going to move out.
Ah, so, okay, that's the mother that's dying.
Oh.
That's your maternal role to them.
I have goosebumps.
Like
and
you
tears
wouldn't
in
have...
her eyes. Yeah.
Yeah. I thought this was going to be more about your mom than your nephews.
Same.
So that's so interesting.
Okay, are your nephews really ugly when they're wet?
No. Have you guys not seen like a wet koala? They're wild looking.
I'm looking it up now.
What is
because like they're so much smaller. Their fur is so dark.
Okay.
My God,
I told you.
It's awful.
Okay.
I was just trying to lighten the mood. She looked
yeah.
like
okay.
tearing up.
No. Oh my God. So it's is that is it is that your brain trying to get you used to the feeling
yes.
of letting go?
Yes. Yes.
Wild.
Yes. It's
wow.
helping her
wow.
let go. Is saying, okay, this role in your life that you're used to, where you get to deal with these cute, cuddly little boys, is starting to die off. So,
is there anything with driving? Because I know that can be like a pretty popular or common dream.
Yeah. Now, who was it? You or your mother that was driving?
My mom was driving.
Okay, so she's going to represent the driving force in this mm-hmm. situation. So
interesting.
What's driving you to move out? You need to take care of yourself.
Yeah, it's just
what
time.
Okay. And, wow. you know, your mother could represent mom knows what's best for you, and that could be the driving force.
Wow.
Does it,
I mean, I know we got to wrap this up and get to some listeners, but like me, Aaron, do you feel kind of stupid that you didn't get
yes.
it?
Yes. Sure.
Like, it's so obvious
and
now.
And that I didn't say a koalas are in Australia.
Yeah.
She went, they're ugly when they're wet.
They're ugly when they're wet. Of all the things. Okay,
oh my God.
Lori,
I think if anyone is doubting Lori, she's proven that she has the qualifications to.
Leave
Don't.
The room.
Seriously. That's it. I've reached.
Lori, was it funny? Lori.
Yeah, you know what? Yes.
Okay, we'll move on.
So we're going to get a couple of listeners who were on our socials. So that's coming up in a minute. But while we're getting them, real quick, tell us like, I know you've got books and stuff, but you're in the modern world now. You have an app that does what?
Okay. So I just built a brand new dream interpretation app. Mm-hmm. And it not only interprets your dreams, I trained it to use my methods. This is the only dream app out there built by an actual bona fide professional dream analyst with 30 years experience.
Wow.
So it's like having me in your pocket anytime you need it. And after you have your dream analyzed, you get a snapshot of your dream with you in it. You upload a selfie
that
and then
gives
you get to see
chills.
Yourself in your dreams.
That is so cool.
And then
cool.
You'll never forget the dreams, which I think is like the
right.
weirdest
they
part
say,
of dreams.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, they say all your dreams are saved. All the images are saved. And if you want to, you get 7 days for free. You don't have to put in your credit card or anything to play around with it. It is Dream Chat with Lori, Lauri.
Dream cool. Chat with Lori. And we'll link to that on our socials and stuff as well. All right. Don't move, Lori. We're about to get you a couple of strange dreams from our listeners.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
We have Lori Lowenberg, the dream expert of the universe. It was like United States and the world.
Okay.
Now it's like universe.
Sure.
She has made me feel terrible about myself.
You do not feel good about the way that dream was analyzed.
No, I just thought it was something else. And it's so funny. If you have a dream that's kind of getting to you, you have to either get her app or get her on the phone.
Yeah.
Because she will... I thought I was going to ask her a glancing blow question and just have her go, oh, it just always means... And it's like, we were down in the weeds so far that I'm like, please, somebody take over the show. You're so good at what you do, Lori.
So good.
Thank you.
And we all now know that koalas look terrible.
You're welcome. If you missed that whole first part, you can listen to it on our podcast later.
Yes, get it on the Odyssey app. So, Lori, we've got a couple of different people here with dreams. The first one is going to be a little quicker, I believe. Charisse?
Yay.
You're on with Lori. I want to call you Dr. Lori Lowenberg, but it's like feels okay. You're on with Lori Lowenberg, the dream expert. What do you got?
I had a dream this past December where I looked down and I just had prawn hands, like from the District 9 movie.
Prawn, like shrimp?
Like a crustacean, like a shrimp almost.
A crustacean. See, technical.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. Is that
not my whole body like the movie? It was like just my hands. And I could see them like transforming as it was happening. It was kind of
I hate that.
Oh.
So
okay. It's interesting that you watched them transform. That's significant.
Oh.
Now this is back in December, so you're gonna have to try to remember what was going on in your life at the time. Was anything in your life or were you changing in any way?
Yes. I had just lost my grandfather the month before.
Okay. And how did that change you or your perspective?
He was my last living grandparent, and it just kind of felt like I don't know, I was kind of losing maybe a little bit of my identity in some way because of that. But I had a lot of family around at the time. It was very supportive, so it helped me through it. But that was a major thing that had happened.
Okay, so this may be why you washed your hands change into claws.
They were shrimps, though. They were shrimps, though. They were like little, like...
No, it wasn't like five shrimps on her fingers.
Prawn hands, there's like three. I'm looking at
Hold
pictures
on.
Of District 9.
I don't think it's claws.
There's
it claws
like
or
three,
was it...
There's a thumb, one long one, and then I'll just turn this around real quick.
Charisse, what did you have like cocktail shrimp like on your hands, or were they actual living shrimp with like so it was more like shrimp.
It literally looks like the only thing I can describe it like comparatively to was that District 9 movie where he is a prawn, he turns into a whole prawn, but like his hands that looked almost identical to what his hands looked like.
Sorry, I was picturing the jumbo shrimp cocktail.
Yes. Yes,
my favorite steakhouse, and I was like,
right.
I'm real hungry right now.
Yeah.
Okay, so what does it mean?
So
sorry.
You automatically associated it with that movie. So why did he turn into a prawn in the movie?
because he wanted to help him. He wanted to help the alien race. And eventually he got, like, I think if I remember the movie correctly, I think he, like, got infected somehow by them. Like, they got into his DNA, and so he was able to, like, use their weaponry and, like, use their ships eventually and, like, fight with them versus, like, against the humans.
Okay, so your dreaming mind is using that movie to convey a message to you about the grief and the loss you were experiencing at the time. Mm-hmm. So he turned into that to help. So in what way at that time were you looking for help or trying to find a way to help yourself?
Oh, man, that's a great question. I suppose I've been thinking about just being more creative. I started painting last year. So I've been trying
your
to
hands.
Do that more. To,
use
yeah.
your hands.
Yeah.
Wow.
Aha moments.
Yeah.
What is happening?
Oh, that's so... Because, like, I would, if I were analyzing that dream as myself, I'd go, idiot, you just watched that movie. But you're saying you watched that movie, but the message of the movie tied into your dream. Like, whatever was happening in the movie is why you pulled it in.
Yeah, that's how the subconscious works.
Wow.
It's like a background app in your mind. It's while you're going about your day, just doing whatever, your subconscious is taking notes and going, oh, this movie's interesting. I think this is something I can use in the dream tonight to get a message across to her.
I don't like my subconscious doing that much background stuff. Thank you for sharing your dream with us, Charisse. We got time for one more real quick. Desiree?
Yay.
Yay. Tell Lori Loewenberg about your dream.
Hi, Lori. I'm so excited. So about 12 years ago, I had a friend who died of a drug overdose. And starting about 3 or 4 months after she died, I started dreaming about her, but it wasn't normal dreams. She was there. And I was telling her, there's no way you could be here because you died. And she was from Chicago. She was very tough. And she would just laugh and hug me and roll her eyes and say, yeah, but I'm here now. Stop crying. And that has happened about 4 to 5 times a year since she died. And every time it's her, I'm sobbing. I typically know when I'm dreaming in my dream, and I know I'm dreaming, and I know she's there, and I can feel her, and she's 100% her. And she always just says, stop focusing on me dying. I'm here. Like, I'm right here. So I just want to know if you think that that's actually her visiting me.
I do.
Or if it's just me missing her.
You do?
No. I do. Wow. Now, that doesn't mean that every time we dream of a loved one that's died, that it's them. Most of the time, they symbolize a part of ourselves or something else. But there are certain elements in a dream that lead me to believe it is their consciousness communicating with you while you are in the dream state. And number one is the way you feel in the dream, like you're just completely overwhelmed, that you're bawling. Mm-hmm. And the message, every single time she says, I'm right here. And that's what they tell us in these contact dreams. I'm still here. And that's what she's telling you. I'm right here. I still exist. I'm here.
Oh, that makes me cry. Thank you. That's awesome. That's how it feels. But when I do about
it's a beautiful, amazing thing.
Died. Yeah, it is.
Okay.
It's also amazing
Thank
how often
you,
she's
Lori,
visiting
that's
you.
That's amazing.
Yeah. For 12 years, 4 or 5 times a year. Like,
yeah. I mean, thank you, Desiree.
To be aware in a dream, I don't know if I've ever
really
been that. No? Yeah.
To know, like, to be like, oh, I'm dreaming.
Oh my gosh. If you know how to do that, you know how to do it, right, Lori? I don't know how to do it. That's lucid dreaming, right?
Yes. Yeah.
I hate it.
So it's like, I don't decide. Just sometimes it happens. About once a month, I'll.
You should do the opposite
dream.
Of hate it. You can control stuff.
I know, but it freaks me out because it's like I always come to it when something like intense is happening and then I'm like, I have to be dreaming, but I can't get out.
So stay in and ask whatever's going on, the axe murderer or whatever, even just the dream itself. What are you trying to tell me? And it will answer you.
For real, it will answer you.
Yeah, you'll get an answer.
I can try next time it happens. It happens pretty often for me that I'm like,
I would kill for that.
In a dream, like,
good.
Oh my God, I would give anything to have that happen to me.
Ask a question. And you can ask a lighter question. Okay. You can just say, you know, what should that? I have for dinner tomorrow? You
know? Where's the best shrimp cocktail in town? Lori, this was incredible.
Yeah.
We'll have you on again soon. You don't even have to be with celebrities to get you back on. Okay. Give us your app one more time so everybody downloads their 7-day trial today.
Yes. So I just built a dream interpretation app. This is the only one out there that is built by an actual bona fide professional dream analyst with 30 years experience. I programmed it to use my method. So it's like chatting with me anytime you need to figure out your dream. It's called Dream Chat with Lori. And after you get your dream analyzed, you also get a snapshot of your dream with you in it. So when you onboard, when you sign up, you upload a selfie and it uses that to put you in your
dream.
So
would it have made
shrimp hands?
Would it have made Charisse with shrimp hands?
Oh my God.
Oh my God, I'm so hungry right now.
Me too.
Lori, we love you and we will talk to you again soon.
Yeah, guys, and sweet dreams.
Thank you.
Attention fans of Jury Duty. The groundbreaking comedy series is back for season 2, featuring an all-new cast. This installment takes the comedy out of the courthouse and into the mountains above Malibu for an annual company retreat. The catch? Everyone but the new guy is an actor. Oh yeah, and the company is fake. Get to know all the employees of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce, a family business with everything on the line. Season 2 arrives with bigger laughs, higher stakes, and the same heart that made the first season a cultural phenomenon. And here's the fun part. You'll be able to try all 4 flavors of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce on Amazon. Jury Duty presents Company Retreat is now streaming on Prime Video. Don't miss the feel-good comedy everyone's going to be talking about.
Springfest is happening now at Lowe's. Keep the spotlight on your yard with StayGreen Premium 2-cubic-foot mulch, 5 bags for $10. Plus, when you want more help indoors, get up to 40% off select major appliances that help you supercharge your chores. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid to 422 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Springtime is almost here, and if you've been itching to redo every room in your home, Bob's Discount Furniture can help. When you shop at Bob's, you get wow-worthy everyday low prices on fabulous furniture for every room. Everything from stylish mid-century dining sets and top-rated Bob-O-Pedic mattresses with the best warranties in the business to pop-up sleeper sectionals, all for a fraction of what they cost elsewhere. So, stop in or shop online and get wow-worthy pieces for less. Only at Bob's.
Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient, meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Ladies and gentlemen, news. Or it's not news.
News. News.
No. No.
Love it.
News.
No.
News.
No.
Our only real hope is to decide this is news.
What did you just spend, ladies and gentlemen?
It fell apart.
Damn it.
All right, well, don't make me write anything down. Here we go.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Slacker, happy birthday.
Yeah, I mean.
Oh. My gosh, we haven't even mentioned it.
It's okay.
April Fools, it's not
no,
her birthday. April Fools, Aaron's not real. April Fools.
I put her on the birthday list in the program.
I didn't even see
you
that.
You did?
I haven't made it that far.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Oh, buddy. That's so
well,
cool.
Well, thank you, guys. Slacker has...
Spankins.
Hey, stop.
What?
Spankins. Don't we do spankins?
No.
On birthdays?
Didn't you get spanked?
He made me.
Okay.
You get
you
spanked.
Haven't had your birthday yet.
Yeah. You get spanked as many
yeah,
as you...
Yeah, it wasn't even my birthday. What the...
All right, okay. Sorry. Anyway, okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to the program.
Spankings.
Slacker has something in common with Megan Thee Stallion, and it's not having a fat ass. Megan
Spankings. What?
So Megan is starring in Moulin Rouge. Rouge. And during last night's performance, she started feeling very ill. And she was taken to a local hospital. She's basically been working too hard. They treated her to extreme exhaustion, dehydration, vasoconstriction, and low metabolic levels.
There we go.
Wow.
Is that what it was? You're not saying I work hard.
Definitely not.
I was like trying to figure out what do I have in common with her.
The vaso thing.
I'm like,
which is where you can pass out quickly.
Yeah, I can pass out if you just get me thinking about it.
Don't think about it.
I'm like,
please.
Don't pass out. And you're like,
I don't like that. Is she gonna be okay?
Yeah, she's okay. It was a wake up call for her, so she'll return to the show tomorrow.
Also, sorry.
Yes.
Megan Thee Stallion is in Broadway?
Yeah, she's doing Moulin Rouge.
I
don't remember the name of the
main girl?
No. She's
one of the show dancer girls? No. Okay.
I'm just missing it. Megan Thee Stallion.
If you're not familiar with News or Nope, it really just should be called Nope.
Right.
Because
she's Harold Zidler.
She's a man?
She's like the nightclub owner, yeah.
Oh.
Okay. All right.
Wow. I had no idea.
Spankings!
Okay. Good evening.
Good evening.
It is April Fool's Day, and I do want to make sure that if you fell for this particular one...
Did you fall for one?
No, well, not other than your text, which we cannot repeat on the air. No, there was a video posted by DIA, and they were saying, we're so excited. It's going to be easier to get from the 4th to the 5th level in, what is it, Jeppesen Terminal?
Jeppesen Terminal, yeah.
Yeah, there's going to be a climbing wall. And don't worry, our luggage specialists will take your luggage and
meet
you at
the
top.
Shut up, they did not do this.
Yeah, they created like an AI mock-up of it. And yeah, I'm watching it and I'm like, no. And then I'm like, wait, no, it's April Fool's Day. I started thinking about the luggage and they had an explanation for it, but that was my tell.
Interesting.
But Denver's just weird enough.
They might.
Yeah. Where it could be possible. Like,
people might rally
around
this.
My neighborhood put one out.
What? Oh, April Fool's Day? Not a climbing wall?
People bought into it because it was airport related. They're like, they had the reunion sign. And they're like, we're all by Buffalo Run Golf Course.
Okay.
So they had a giant blue buffalo statue with fiery red eyes at the reunion sign. They're like, oh my God, that's so ugly. People, look at the calendar. Spankings. By the way, are you going out tonight or anything?
No, tonight's just a
so no, if
gathering.
People find you, they can't spank you?
Okay. What is happening?
Good evening.
Good evening.
History has been made.
Okay.
There is a bottle of 1945 wine, Domaine de la Romane Conti, maybe?
I don't think it's pronounced anywhere near that.
I thought maybe it would jog something. You're the wine guy.
No, so I know of the event. Yes.
Okay.
It's just very, very, very rare and very old.
Yeah, from 1945, exactly. Yeah. It broke the previous record for the most expensive bottle. Was $558,000.
What?
This bottle.
What? For a bottle.
Yeah, just one bottle.
Okay.
Sold for $812,000. And $812,500 was the total. And this
Are you even drinking that?
They will. I think they will.
This story actually weirdly has a personal connection to me.
Okay.
I've kept this kind of quiet, but there was a group of investors who actually... I know some people, I've talked about it a little bit before, but I was able to kind of get in on this. And
oh my God, he's doing.
I know you're a wine guy, and we were able.
Okay.
This means a lot to me.
Okay.
We were able.
He brought
to secure the bottle.
Yeah. There it is, Domaine.
For you.
Crazy.
And it's even got a price tag on it.
Yeah, it was a lot.
It's crazy. Yeah, it's so. Authentic.
Well, I will say,
back
in 1945, I don't know that there were color labels.
True.
So that's
you're
why
right,
that label
right. colors
so,
at all.
Is so basic.
45.
19. It does have the year on it.
So,
I'd
like to...
What goes on in your mind?
They clearly were using packing tape to keep the labels on them back in the day. And the rubber bands.
And rubber bands.
Yeah. Are you guys saying this isn't...
Yeah. Okay.
Where the hell my money go?
All right. How does this thing end?
I think we just end it.
April Fool's.
Oh, you got us. Idiot.
Hey, guys.
What?
Okay, don't be mad at me.
Are we going to open the wine or are we...
Okay, honestly, maybe.
No, I'm getting a refund.
Okay.
Okay. It's time for a beanie battle.
Oh.
Is it really time for a beanie battle or is this another one of those?
I swear it is
time.
No,
today, actually, it's a beanie battle. We're giving away a BMW X1.
No, we're not.
We don't have to actually give it away. It's April Fool's.
Okay.
Okay.
It's the rare and elusive Slacker Show beanie for these cold winter nights. And you can win one if you know some stuff about the show.
Or if you've been listening to News or Nope.
Including that stupid one we just finished. Callers.
Okay, last time I get you a gift.
Callers 6 and 7, 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
It's a beanie battle. It's a battle for the beanie. And a BMW X1.
No.
Sorry. Okay.
Just a beanie.
Okay, so we have two contestants here. Let's meet contestant number one, Caitlin. Oh, wait, I'm sorry.
Yeah, where's your
music? I'm sorry. There it is.
Thank you.
Yay. Sorry, I forgot the music and everybody's mad at me. So there you go. So, Caitlin, you think you know a lot about the show?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. All right.
Now the music won't stop. Okay, so let's find your... Are we serious?
Is everything okay?
Wolfgang?
Yes.
Do you think you know a lot about the show?
I think so.
What's happening?
What's going on there?
What? Hello?
Hello? Okay, Caitlin's still here, and we're not sure what's going on with Wolfie. Here we go. Let's give contestant number one, Caitlin.
Caitlin is contestant one?
Yes. Okay. What were you going to say, Tiak?
Is Wolfgang there? Do I need to grab...
Wolfgang, are you there?
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Good. Wolfgang, do you listen to this show ever?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
How old are you, Wolfgang?
I am 9.
9.
9.
Parents big Mozart fans or Van Halen fans? Or both?
I'm actually named after Wolfgang Mozart.
Mozart, yeah.
Okay.
So cool. Eddie Van Halen's child is Wolfgang as well.
I went to Mozart's home.
You did?
Yeah.
Was he there?
No.
All right.
Okay. Okay, so Caitlin is first. Yeah. Found that way too funny. Okay, Caitlin is first. Is that correct?
Yeah, Caitlin is first.
All right, Caitlin, question number one for you. A lot of one type of candy was stolen from a truck in Europe this week.
Oh, I know this one.
Which candy was it?
Kit Kat.
Yeah.
Ooh, that is a point for Caitlin.
Did you know that from listening or just from life?
Life.
Oh, okay.
Perfect.
We'll take it.
You okay? Tiak looks like he's sobbing.
Wolfgang is up next.
All right, Wolfgang, question number two is for you. Hey, you didn't explain that if someone gets it wrong.
Yeah, if you get it wrong, the other one can steal it. Okay. We'll figure it out, princess. All right?
Wolfgang, what very popular kids movie just got a meal at McDonald's?
Toy Story?
Wolfgang, you're going to break my heart.
Oh, man.
That's not correct. It's Cape. Oh.
You're not supposed to say.
What did you just say the other contestant could do?
Did she blow enough of it that... Okay. How do we... Okay.
We lost half again.
I'm not doing well. Was he there?
Okay. Listen. This is the first time I've ever been serious about this. I think there's a gas leak in the building. Because I think... Okay.
Should we just move on to
this? This is unprecedented. But Wolfgang, Caitlin, you're both going to get a beanie.
We're just done.
Yeah.
We're just done.
I think we need the fire department to come to the radio station. Hang on. We're going to give you guys both beanies. What is going on?
I don't know.
Can you guys get it together?
It wasn't even that funny.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
It's other people's problems. OPP. Get them all on the Odyssey app.
AUDACY.
Somebody always has to spell it because we spelled it wrong as a company.
No, we didn't.
Yes, we did. Who's up today?
We have Janine today, and she's dealing with an overly helpful brother-in-law.
Okay. Janine?
Janine.
Janine. Yeah. How are you?
Yay.
Yay. tell us about your Bill brother-in-law.
Yeah, you know, okay, so it's my sister's husband. He essentially just keeps trying to set me up with his friends on dates with his friends. And
I'm kidding.
I mean, it's a sweet thought, but I really can't stand it. Like, it's I know he's trying to be nice. I'm just not interested in any of his friends. I mean, I've gone out with a couple of them, mostly out of, you know, being nice and, you know, I guess I am looking for somebody. But they're all like extremely nerdy or like way too into like competitive softball or kickball. Like way too much my taste.
Oh my gosh, there's nothing worse than a man so into competitive softball.
Yes. 100%. You want me to say the things that are worse than that?
Okay. There's a few, but when it's like, when there's nothing else wrong with him, except he's like, I got a big game this week. And you're like, it's softball.
We're in second place. If we win this one, it's going to be.
Right. And for what?
But it's fun to go. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, you're speaking directly to my father at this point. He was a big softball guy. Slow pitch, of course. Are they slow pitch or are they fast pitch? What are they doing?
Would you stop asking her questions? She doesn't want to date the softball guy.
Softball.
Okay. So have you politely told him, look, man, I think the problem is us single folk, we occasionally complain about being single.
True.
And if you're surrounded by, this is mostly a man thing, men are fixers. Like, oh, she said her back itches.
Men are fixers.
We fix
sometimes
them.
To a fault.
Right. And he's just trying to fix the thing you're complaining about.
Yeah, and I think he really wants me to, like, be in their friends group, you know, like, if for his sister or for my sister. Mm. And you know, I think he genuinely cares. But I'll be honest with you, like, I am, like, way out of their league from most of the guys that he's been setting me up with. And I kind of feel like he doesn't see me. Like, they're way out of, I'm way out of their league for sure.
No.
So I did try telling him to stop. But then he started just like ambushing me and like surprises and stuff. And, you know, like, he for just, example, I went over to their house. What was that?
Oh, no, go ahead. Now you were going to say, I'm like, how do you ambush somebody on a date? You just fling somebody on your doorstep?
Exactly how you do it.
Oh, okay.
I went over to their house for a get together and he had one of his friends like just waiting there to introduce me to him. Ew. And then I'm stuck spending the whole party on like a fake date, you know, with a guy that I actually like didn't agree to even see. So it's been
what does your sister say about it? Like, have you talked to her at all?
Yeah, she's not helpful at all because she actually thinks his friends are great, and that's because she doesn't have to date them. So she thinks they're fantastic. They're so nice to her.
She probably wants you in the group.
Oh, sure.
Too, right?
Yeah, then
absolutely. But I'm kind of there already. Like, I don't know why I need to be dating one of the friends to do that.
Let me get the phone number in here. 303-222-5423. I think we need people who've been in this situation, because no one's going to say he doesn't mean well. He does mean
so well.
But then there's a flip side to this that I don't want to say till I put her on hold, but I might as well say it. Maybe you're not out of their league.
Yeah.
Well, you've never met me.
I know I haven't, but maybe I remember this book. Was it a book? The Year of Yes. Is that familiar? It's a woman that was eerily like Janine, couldn't find love. And then she was like, I'm going to do a year of yes. And she went out on dates with people she would never have gone out with. And then met a nerdball dude who just gave her the butterflies like she'd never had before. And they're married.
That's what I'm leaning towards, is like, you should give these guys more of a chance. And if you're just showing up to these places and you're like, nope, they're ambushing me again. It's like, are you getting to know them, or are you looking at their appearance and going, I'm out of their league? And are you? I don't know.
Well, like, I'm open to other perspectives. That's why I'm calling, because I wanted to get opinions and hear other thoughts. And I hear you guys. And
We're going to get listeners to call as well. And I don't want you to feel like we're ambushing you.
No.
Either. We're not.
I mean, Slacker is single.
Oh, my gosh. We've got to start ambushing him.
I'm just saying, this is the worst ambush. And by the way, I know your brother-in-law, and he really recommends me.
Yeah, he already kind of hates you.
It's a good start.
Oh, my God. Sorry. I'm not going out with Janine. Or am I?
Janine, do you know what he looks like, Janine?
I'm single.
Oh, my God.
I'm not saying it's a bad thing.
Do you know what he looks like, Janine? That's your statement. Do you know what he looks
I'm
like,
I'm just saying, before
Janine?
She says no,
okay.
Do you know what he looks like?
Dude, you are on eggshells. Your mic is going on timeout.
No.
Yes. Dude.
Hopefully you have a face for outside of radio.
I don't, but like,
no,
I'm a charmer, Janine. This isn't about me. We're going to try to fix this because he's doing the right thing and for all the right reasons, but you don't like it. So who needs to change? Does she need to change or does he need to change? And if he needs to change, does Janine have to tell, like, or does the sister finally have to go, hey, bud, my sister thinks your friends are tools.
But she doesn't. She just thinks they're nerds.
It pays the same.
Yeah.
I also, I think he means well, but also if he's kind of been asked to stop and then he's ambushed, has he crossed over to now, like, you don't mean well, like, you're not listening to what, or does Janine, should she be more open to him? I don't know.
Could I give you a little scenario, Tia?
Sure.
Let's say we're having a little get together.
Okay.
And you're single or whatever. Well, like, I brought some of my friends to the party. Oh, my lovely bride brought some of her friends. And oh, look, her sister. Is Janine just perceiving that as an ambush?
Oh.
It's like, like, my friends are at the party, Janine. Relax. It's not all about you.
Yeah.
I also, when I was single, I would have killed to be set up. There was no one doing any. Oh, no. Was I the problem? Okay.
I don't know.
Janine, I think that it's a high compliment that your brother-in-law would be like, try this friend. Like, he likes you. He thinks you're great.
Because let's be honest. You have friends. Let's pretend your friends live here.
Sure.
You wouldn't feed him to this wolf at all.
I have friends.
You don't. You would not set me up.
Who are the wrong age for you?
Trust me, that's never slowed me down. Janine, we're going to get you some answers here. Don't move. I think she's got to just start. She's so closed off, she's never going to date anybody.
Yeah, that's what it feels like. Is she's got all these options. It's like a buffet of men. She's like, I don't like buffets.
I don't know. Sometimes the shrimp is good on a buffet, but sometimes it's rancid.
But you gotta try it.
Yeah, try it. The only way to know.
Rancid.
Shove a nasty shrimp in your mouth.
Ew.
I think that's life advice.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, should we be mad at this brother-in-law, or is he just the most huggable teddy bear on the face of planet Earth?
Yeah, it doesn't seem like there's malice, but it depends how firm she's like, stop, and if he's not stopping, or like you said, if she's just perceiving it, and he's like, we're just trying to have fun.
Not every guy I set in front of you is trying to get in your pants. Relax.
I just think he's being kind. And again, I would have killed to be set up.
I'll start setting you up with some of my friends.
Not now.
303-222-5423.
It's not your problem. It's theirs. The Slacker Show's OPP.
303-222-5423. Alice 105.9.
We were trying to help out Janine, but I don't think we are anymore.
I don't think we got anywhere.
Janine's got a brother-in-law, her sister's husband, who is bound and determined to find her a man amongst his friend group,
which is really nice.
Very nice.
Unless the men are garbage,
which she says she literally said she's out of their league. So let's just
worried about their love for softball. And I get that.
But she mean the softball league?
Right. So before we describe any more of her situation, I think this guy's just reacting to the out of your league part. Dave?
Right.
Yeah. Right. What do you think of Janine? Or do you have advice for her?
I got two quick things. So, yes, absolutely. I think the brother-in-law is, at this point, appears to be crossing a line. But for that wide of a gap of they're all nerdy or super competitive, there's got to be a middle ground. And I think that we'd be doing his friends a favor if he stopped trying to do it. And I relate this, and this is going to get hate mail, but I relate this to the same gaslighting that's been going on for years now. And, 300-pound woman, oh, big girls that are beautiful too with curves.
Okay.
They are to certain people.
Listen, we're gonna get.
I see them. They're writing already.
Yeah. Am I the only one that thinks he sounds exactly like Dr. Phil?
Is that why you want to get us like that?
Are you Dr. Phil?
I can neither confirm nor deny.
Will you say we'll be right back?
We'll be right back.
Oh, wow. Dr. Phil, thank you for calling the show today, sir.
Wow.
Yeah, he had some points in there, and then he just didn't.
Yeah. I actually hardly followed him.
I'm not going to lie. I got lost.
I was so fascinated that Dr. Phil's a fan of our show.
He was like, I'm going to get hate mail, and I just, well, I the lost hate mail it.
We lost the other dude.
But the hate mail part,
he was going to say, she can't see the forest for the trees, and he was going to say something very sort of fat shamey, horrifying. I saw where he was going.
Yeah.
And I headed him off at the pass. What was our other caller going to say there?
Yeah,
Mr.
he just
Hack?
Dropped off. I think it's a good idea. He said she needs to, at least for one of the parties, bring a plus one. Like, show up with somebody, and then that will kind of get the brother-in-law off her back a little bit. If she's kind of like
a male plus one?
Bring a date.
I think it's almost like when, you know, your cat brings you the little trophy because they think you can't hunt. So it's like, show up with a guy, and then he'll be like, oh, she's not, I don't need to help her.
So
is what that caller
I don't even
said.
Know what to do with his analogy. Okay. He just gave.
So in this thing, I'm trying to picture it.
Okay.
It's a dinner party at your house and you've been trying to set me up, right?
Okay.
100 times. So I ring the doorbell at the Hack House. In fact, I'm going to reenact it.
Welcome. Hello. Come on in.
Oh, dude, I hope you're not setting me up with anybody. Look what I brought.
Oh.
A dead girl.
Oh, my gosh.
I know you can't hunt.
I'm sorry. We need to be done. I cannot.
Look, she's
with
dead
you guys
already.
Today. They usually bring you the thing alive.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
I'm not much of a drinker, as we know.
Yeah.
Of alcohol.
Of alcohol, yes.
Right.
But recently, I drank a little wine. And it left me feeling pretty teed off.
Oh, no.
Dude, you can't do that to me. Like, if you just have to give me
wine.
I got it. Oh, I forgot. It's got this. Okay, sorry. Okay. I hit it a while ago. Mm-hmm. Here we go.
Today.
He did the ear thing, and I don't even look at him anymore.
Right.
That's
but
why
the,
I did
his
it.
Whisper, does he understand that the music's so loud no one can hear that? It's like, so unfair.
I'm just
I think they can hear.
I know, you're just into it. I get
okay.
it.
Okay. So we recently had some family in town. My wife got a bottle of wine. People are drinking it.
A bottle?
A couple bottles.
I just figured you for more box people.
Oh, my God. He said his wife got it.
Yeah. I know, but you're still in Parker.
Don't hate
like box
hack.
People.
Hey.
And your in-laws are in
oh
town.
Oh, my gosh, stop. You're
listen,
being...
when my mom comes, like, I have great wine at my house. If I don't have a slappable bag, my mom won't drink it. She likes Franzia sangria.
Yikes.
Period. Bag
really?
Slapping sangria.
Have you ever slapped a bag?
I have. Yep, for sure.
God.
One time I slapped it while someone was drinking out of it. Okay. It was the groom at a wedding. I didn't know.
Oh my God.
You got wine all over him?
I got in trouble.
Why'd they have a bag of wine at their wedding?
It was that's probably just funny for the dance
it
floor.
Was a, oh, okay.
Somebody's
it,
on the
it,
dance
no,
floor.
It was like, a Midwest wedding.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, those
right.
idiots.
Yeah. Now we'll do another teed off.
All right, anyway, you got actual bottles.
Yeah, so we're drinking it. My wife gets out the wine glasses, the stems,
yeah.
right?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
called.
The stems.
Right, okay. They're usually just kind of up on a shelf kind of display, but this we got them
gathering
down.
Dust.
Exactly. So we rinsed them. We're drinking them. And it's great. I'm drinking. We're drinking. And we're having fun. The wine's good. I can actually... It doesn't have that weird, like, at the end, you know? Some of them have the, like...
Okay. What have you been drinking?
No, he doesn't... Because his palate is like Mountain Dew.
You should have a wine spritzer sometime.
He might like it with the carbonation and everything in it.
Like soda.
I would like that.
Can we have a quick timeout? Have we talked about this on the show? You know Mountain Dew's making a hard Mountain Dew.
What?
Yeah, and there's a hard Sunny D.
What?
Bro, when I saw it, I was like, I haven't seen it in the wild, but I will buy it for you.
What?
Like, you say you're not a drinker, this will change your life. There is a hard Dew coming.
Hard Dew and hard D?
Yes.
Okay, hold on. Hold on.
What? I would drink both of them.
I know you'd do the hard D, for sure.
I want...
I swear to God, there's a hard Dew if it's not already out.
Oh my God.
Is it out?
It is out, yeah.
And is it just any flavor or is just regular Dew? Or are they doing the Arctic Blast?
There's
like
four different flavors. It looks like Mountain Dew, Live Wire, Baja Blast, and Watermelon.
Live Wire?
Yeah.
Available at Walmart, Target.
Available right now at Walmart, Target.
It says so.
Bro, why are you here?
Oh, maybe Code Red too?
Code Red?
You can use the hard Mountain Dew store locator.
Do it. Put in 80237 as the zip.
Okay.
Let's see how far away. Hey, guess what? Who's not teed off anymore? Guess who just talked him off the ledge?
And to think of all those nights in my dorm room when I was making drinks with Code Red and with Livewire and getting laughed at.
Yeah.
And now I was an innovator.
Who's laughing now, idiots?
T-Hack, what's the gas station that you like?
Yeah.
Quick Trip?
It's there, buddy.
What?
Off of Arapahoe Road?
Right. It's a Quick Trip.
Get in the car, son.
All right.
Okay, why are you mad?
All right, see, okay, back to that. Okay.
So we're drinking the wine, and as we're drinking a couple glasses in, my wife and I are getting a little flirty, as happens, right? We're married.
Okay.
I don't like where this is going. Can we go back to the hard D?
I think that's where we're heading.
So it's fun, you know? We're just having a fun night together, enjoying each other, enjoying the wine. You know,
in front of her parents.
Yes, they're enjoying it too.
They're enjoying which part? The show?
There's no show yet.
You're getting grabby.
No, I said flirty. Okay. We're getting flirty, but
I don't know what your level of flirt looks like.
We're making eyes at each other. You know, it's a romantic evening. The candles are
with
fine.
Her parents present.
Okay. Good luck to all of you in your married bliss. You can't even. They're parents. Yes, of course, we have two children.
They do want you to have more.
Yeah, they understand. Okay. Yeah,
okay.
So as we're getting more flirty, it's time to end the night. And I think I'll take it over the top. I'll be best husband ever. I'm going to just quick wash these glasses.
Before
I go up.
No.
So I'm washing the glasses. And of course, I'm not used to washing the.
Delicate.
It breaks.
Yeah.
The wine glass shatters.
Bro.
Cuts my finger.
Oh, no.
Bro.
Where was it? Oh, it's
he
on
lost
this finger.
The
cut. cut my finger. So now I'm bleeding. So now I have to.
And
say,
your blood is thin.
I have to go, honey, can you come back down here, please?
Buddy.
Maybe put a robe on or something and come down.
Because she was up there.
And help me with my wound. Wasn't a fun night. And I'm. You wine drinkers did this to me. I blame all of you.
Did you get stitches?
No, it was just a little cut. She put a little Band-Aid on it. That made it worse. She's like, it's not that bad. I thought it was pretty bad. The blood was everywhere.
The blood probably, it was
Thank
everywhere.
You. Thank
so
you.
Then
I don't even want to show you
she
now.
Thought
as I'm looking
you
at it.
Were less of a man.
Yeah. Not so flirty anymore, Slacker.
Attention fans of Jury Duty. The groundbreaking comedy series is back for season 2, featuring an all-new cast. This installment takes the comedy out of the courthouse and into the mountains above Malibu for an annual company retreat. The catch? Everyone but the new guy is an actor. Oh yeah, and the company is fake. Get to know all the employees of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce, a family business with everything on the line. Season 2 arrives with bigger laughs, higher stakes, and the same heart that made the first season a cultural phenomenon. And here's the fun part. You'll be able to try all 4 flavors of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce on Amazon. Jury Duty Presents Company Retreat is now streaming on Prime Video. Don't miss the feel-good comedy everyone's going to be talking about.
Roll out. SpringFest means more sun, more fun, and more free at Lowe's. Keep your yard in line with an additional free EGO 56-volt battery when you buy a select EGO mower, trimmer, or blower. Plus, keep landscaping fresh with Stay-Green 1 cubic foot garden soil, 5 bags for $10. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 4A. While supplies last, selection varies by location. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Springtime's the perfect time to turn the page and refresh your home style. The only problem? It can be expensive. Luckily, there's a better way to shop well-worthy pieces for less at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's negotiates with manufacturers to get you the best everyday low prices, giving the shopping power back to you. The power to get more style, comfort, and quality for less on amazing pieces like stylish mid-century dining sets made for hosting those big spring brunches, pop-up sleeper sectionals with all the bells and whistles so you can turn any room into a guest room, and next-level Bobopedic mattresses so you can get a great night's rest after you've finished redecorating every room. So, when you're ready to spring into new style, stop into your nearest store or shop online and see how you can get wow-worthy style for less with Bob's Discount Furniture. Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient, meat. Visit goodranchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. Goodranchers.com. American meat delivered.
How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Recently, we were discussing whether or not people want to actually attend weddings once they've already been married and had kids, right?
Yeah.
And I took that to the TikTok, and boy, you guys are getting destroyed. I will tell you that. But it's not about that. That's not actually what I want to talk
about.
Can
I just have a moment?
Sure.
He's waving me off. He's waving me off.
Nope. Run the play. No audible.
What do you want to say?
Eric, I've noticed a trend with you.
Okay.
If you don't like what you hear,
correct,
in this room or from social media or from our text line 303-222-5423, you go to the alts over on the talk.
I like to think of it as getting a second opinion, as you do with doctors.
First, I start here, then we go to our listeners, and then if that's not quite doing it for me, we go to the talk. And look, some people on the talk,
this is what I'm saying.
I don't know why we're calling it the talk now.
It's not a second opinion. If we've said something and socials have said something, it's a third, fourth, it's like a confirmation bias level of fifth opinion. It's like, I'm just going to keep mining till I find someone that says what I want to hear.
I actually, with this one in particular, posted because I was so curious. I was like, do people actually not want to come to weddings? And there are some people saying weird things like, I don't like to go to the ceremony, but I'll come to the reception. And I'm like, you don't come to my ceremony. You're not getting open bar and dinner.
But your ceremony isn't like, I would parrot what those people are saying. If it's like a Catholic ceremony,
sure.
I'm a recovering sure. Catholic. Don't make me sit through an hour. Just
no worries.
Of other readings and things. If you guys just are going to be up there,
it's my ceremony. It's my day.
No, but it's like
also literally even, but, right. Like, yes,
even you don't want all that. Even you don't want all that.
We had one guy who just showed up to our reception. He didn't come to the.
I wouldn't
thing.
Like that.
Yeah, and he was kind of just like he was just a single guy, and you're like, dude. It rubbed me wrong.
Was your ceremony a full hour long mass?
Yeah, full mass.
Oh boy.
Full Catholic mass.
But you still show up for your people. And okay, this is the point. And okay. By the way, yes, I absolutely second opinion. Because I'm usually not so wrong. Even if I'm wrong a little bit. But this
I'll
is
I'll just
exactly-
say, if you want to say that Eric is mostly wrong, 303-222-5423.
That's
don't
not
worry,
fair.
She'll put it up on the talk and find out you're wrong.
It's not for fair texting these in. People hate me.
She's looking into other apps as well.
Your lemonade is great. Okay, so the actual point is that someone commented, and I think we all could benefit from learning a little bit more about this.
Okay.
They said, this is so classic. Everyone wants a village, but doesn't want to be a villager. Everyone wants people to come support them when it's their turn. But then when the opposite is true, they're just not so sure that they have the time and space for that.
That couldn't be more accurate.
How do we fix that?
I don't know.
Okay, you're out.
Because it's a fault with just people. I agree. That's why I was saying, I didn't think you were wrong. I just didn't think you were seeing it. It's like, because right now you're so into everybody's love and everything, and you're like, I'll go to your wedding.
But I've always been this way.
I know. But I was just trying to say, I don't think you understand how much you'll change when you have kids. Because all of a sudden you're going to be like, Hack is a really good dude. But when it comes to like, it's like, Hack, we got a thing. It's like, all right. So I'm either going to have to tell my wife to stay home with the kids,
sure.
Or we're going to have to get a babysitter, or we're going to have to fly our parents. And all of a sudden you go, other things aren't as important as my family. And you just, it doesn't mean I like you less. It's just,
but then
my priorities shifted hard when I had kids.
Yeah. Definitely.
But hard.
Yeah, my goals changed, all that.
Everything.
Don't you wish you had more of a village then?
Definitely.
Then that's the...
Yeah.
I almost just swore. That is the bleeping problem.
That is the problem.
You don't get to just have the village without going...
Right. And I have to put in work to build it.
Yes.
Yeah, not you in particular, because it's right.
No, but it's everybody.
I do believe you're coming to the wedding and like you're doing the thing, but I'm like, how do we get better at this? Because I'm thinking about it in the future.
People need to stop being selfish. That's the same front.
But you don't think of it as selfish when you're doing things for your kids.
When it's with the family, there's a little more leeway, but you still like.
But there's not. Yeah. If in that villager statement, you do sometimes have to reprioritize. Like you put your family on this pedestal so high above, and you're like, then I'm not going to go to this wedding. And they should understand. They should understand because I have kids. But then when you're having your 40th birthday party, you're like, what the hell, Tom?
Why don't
you come? And you're like, hey, man, you just like it is a thing. This statement is really right. But I don't know, because you feel righteous in turning things down for your kids. You feel 100% righteous.
Mm-hmm. But it doesn't also feel selfish because it doesn't feel like it's for me either.
Correct.
Because it's never to do what I want to do.
Correct. but then you also feel righteous in being upset that they're not there for you.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I've gone through it for sure. And now I'm just on the other side of it where I've just like accepted that I guess there's not as much of a village as you thought, which is maybe sad.
Yeah.
I think that that's like a modern thing. And that's why I'm like, what do we all need to do to get back to the village?
I have a theory that I've been working on in my mind. It kind of ties into this, actually, I think. So like there used to be, at least like growing up in Iowa, like Midwest, the cliche, it's like you say hi to your neighbors, everyone's neighborly, you can have them water your plants, all this kind of stuff. And now that seems like that doesn't really exist anymore. Mm-hmm. And I think part of it might be because so many people are living in apartments, the houses are closer together, everyone's on top of each other. Whereas like in my neighborhood, we kind of have this unwritten rule of just like, you can see in my house. So just
don't
ignore me.
Yes.
Ignore me. I'll ignore you. We'll give ourselves that sense of privacy. But then we don't have the neighborly thing either because we're so on top of each other. It's kind of like, I can see and I'm not looking and I'm not looking either. And we appreciate that. But also then
the disconnect.
I don't know my neighbors
each
at
other
all. Because,
distance becomes a disconnect.
Yeah.
You don't want to impede.
I'm trying to be polite by ignoring them, like giving them their space because everything's so like we're scrunched together a little more.
I don't know that we have an answer.
I don't either. I think it like does start with being the villager and like not to toot my own horn, but up until recently, I was always can you come to the baby shower? Can you come to the bridal shower?
Yep.
Can you do the thing? And it was always like, yes, I'll get on a plane. Yes, 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 yes. And then after I met Dane, it was more like,
and you have a dog and it's like I have to board the dog
and I have to like so I think like for me personally it's just continuing to like say yes and do the thing and figure it out.
Did your friends that you started saying no to, did they ever show any sign of like anger or disappointment when you were saying no?
I haven't missed big things.
Okay.
I've only missed like, well, why don't you just come out for a weekend? And it's like, I just don't have, I can't. But like, I haven't missed like a baby shower okay. or that. So I did a day trip for a baby shower. And I think we have to just do things like that.
Let me be your guide. You absolutely do. Because if like,
I love the optimism.
You know me. Like, I've said no so much that people just stop asking.
Oh.
And I'm absolutely okay
with
that.
Oh, my gosh.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
I have never been a science denier. I believe in science.
Okay.
Follow the science. That's what I've always said. Mm-hmm. If you ask somebody, what's Slacker's mantra?
Right.
Science.
First time hearing it.
Come on. I was a math nerd. Like, I'm a...
You say that, but I just know you as, like, the guy who was a rock star.
Okay, but that's still... They're adjacent.
In his former life.
Yeah, okay. Well, science has now let me down. Science confirms that soda... Science claims to confirm. I'm sorry, I don't believe in this.
What?
Soda tastes better in a can.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, here, here.
Dude,
yeah.
Is this a 3-on-1?
I'm drinking a poppy as we speak.
I mean, delicious. I do have a Diet Coke in a can today.
Listen, as a person.
She's going to spit it out.
Hold it together. Hold it.
Sorry, that slurp was so intense.
It was. May I offer as evidence, I'm not a big soda drinker, but when I was, one of the most life-changing days in my adolescence was being in Mexico and getting a Coca-Cola in a bottle.
There's too many different variables with that, though. A Mexican Coke is different than a U.S.
That is
Coke.
True.
Don't
Thank
care.
You.
Mexican Coke in a can does not taste like Mexican Coke in a bottle. It's
I don't even know if they put it in a can.
I don't know if they do.
Yeah, because they use like real sugar and stuff.
Yeah.
All that nonsense. Give me the one with the fake stuff.
Oh, no. The other stuff is so much better.
I've actually had this argument with my buddy Josh, who I think believes Coors Light in a bottle is superior to any other form of Coors Light. Which maybe bottle can, whatever, but he says bottle over draft.
Glass bottle, not aluminum.
Glass bottle. Right, okay. The aluminum bottle, you can keep your trash.
The extra cold cans are the best.
You're a psychopath.
But draft is still good.
Draft is the best. If somebody has treat, whatever they do at a bar to make that glass so damn cold.
Oh, the glass needs to be extra cold.
When they pull them out of the fridge or whatever.
Lately, I have not been getting any drafted cold glasses.
Shut your face. You're going to the wrong places.
I'm going to need to complain everywhere.
But there's something about a can. You throw it in a cooler, cover it with ice, and you leave it for a little bit, and you pop it open, and it's so cold.
And I think you're talking about soda?
Sure.
You don't drink beer very often.
But let me just say this. I've seen the light in your eyes. I've watched you running like a kid running towards a brand new puppy. When you get to a restaurant that has the machine.
Ooh.
So you can take your stupid little point agreeing with science and soda in the can. Why are you so excited about that machine, T-Hack? What about that machine is drawing you in so much?
There's one reason. There's one
I know what it
simple
is.
Reason. You want to go ahead?
Refills.
Ding, ding, ding.
That's
unlimited refills.
That's not a reason to do it,
I'll take
it,
a lesser quantity if I can have more, or lesser quality if I can have more quantity.
You're honestly saying.
Because those don't taste as good because you're getting all of the syrups in one thing. And
and did they mix them right?
Right. No? They're all a little different.
Yeah.
Okay.
The ratios. But a can.
A can, and you don't get all of the bubbles that you get through the bottle because of the neck of it.
Can we put a poll up about this?
Of course
we can. There's no way.
I can't wait to watch you lose.
I think we might have to put several polls up because like beer is one thing.
Okay, you're asking a lot of me, bud.
Maybe we space it out over days, princess. We can have a calendar of like.
Do you think we could test T-Hack on like this? But do the boxing that we did with the orange juice? No. Do the thing we did with the orange
straws
juice
in them?
Yeah, and see like this one is from the. bottle. This one's from the can.
The straw impacts.
I think it impacts part of the can too. I was going to say this, and Erica kind of did it earlier. Part of the can is you just kind of latch on and
you feel it. You feel the coldness of it.
Slurp it down. It's so good.
I feel weird that I did that now.
Okay, we're isolating that sound.
Wait, but what polls did you want?
I wanted like soda can versus bottle. Can versus bottle versus draft. Right. I think you can have. For soda.
Okay, well, you don't call it draft.
Yeah, it is still draft. It's still fountain. Like on tap. I don't know.
It's fountain. Oh my it's God.
Fountain.
It's not fountain. Draft.
I don't care.
But I've been hitting the draft again. But like,
here's my question. Here's my question about bottles. Okay? I don't drink soda, so I don't know what bottles look like for soda anymore. But there was a time where they made the little stubby bottles. They were little.
Mm-hmm.
Do they still make those?
Yeah, they do. They do.
Okay.
They're not like the classic one, but they make them.
So to me, I think that stubby bottle doesn't really, because it's got the thing around the outside. It's got that like styrofoamy. Like the label on the stubby bottle was kind of styrofoamy.
I don't know
for a little while.
What you're talking about.
You got to like just look them up. That's how long it's been since I bought them. It's okay. Whereas the tall, slender bottle.
Are you talking about classic beer?
I'm talking about soda because it's the only thing we're going to do a vote on right now. Like it was a shorter bottle.
I've never seen
my
those
parents
glass.
Used to get, it was a glass bottle with like the label was just thicker. Will you text in 303-222-5423 and back me up on this? It was like, and you could kind of peel it off. It was like thicker and it had a little bit of a squishiness to it.
Dude, I don't know what you're talking about.
It's
not
literally
all.
Been decades since I had a soda in them. But like, I'm talking, if we're doing the bottle of soda, I'm talking about classic slender bottle of Coke, like
sure.
That.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just
in
a 20
the machine
ounce.
Where you have to, okay, and you pull dude, it out. And
we are too young to remember these short
okay,
glass
great.
Bottles. So.
But you're saying.
I don't even know if I can find a picture
I can't.
Of it.
I'm going to find it and I'm going to show it to you.
Okay.
It's black and white if you find it. But.
The glass bottle of
someone
Coke.
Someone had to draw it. He's so mad.
At the end, I am turning this car around.
Okay. Don't bottle it up, buddy. Okay. He's gonna kill us. He's gonna kill us.
There's gonna be a poll on the socials. If you let me down, listeners, this show is over.
No.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
Thank the sweet baby Jesus. The lady in red thing is over.
What?
Why thank sweet baby Jesus? You don't like red?
If I haven't said this on the air, I might get in trouble for this. I've never, look, Taylor, you're beautiful and I'm glad you found Travis. I've never liked the red lipstick thing. I just don't. So few women pull it off the way they think they're pulling it off.
I'm going to come in here and absolutely rock it one day. I never wear red lipstick, but I feel like you're
But I won't be
wrong.
Able to tell you the truth. I won't be able to tell you if you're not. Would you want me to be honest if you weren't rocking it?
Well, if I have Aaron I for think, that. Aaron would tell me like, yeah, maybe it's not your color. But I don't think
she would. If you had the confidence, nobody, you don't want even your friends to go ahead. Don't do that.
But I feel like you have it wrong. There are so many women who can rock it.
But there,
and
there's
I think
an
Taylor
equal,
does.
There's an equal subset of women who think they can who aren't.
Do you just not like when a woman wears red lipstick because if you kiss her, you're going to get it on your mouth?
Nope, I don't care about that. I really don't. And it's
also
by
weird.
The way, the lady in red thing is not just about the lipstick. It's about just the red. It's like red from head to toe. It's just no longer, it was kind of a cliche because of Christa Berg or what was that his name?
I have no idea.
Lady in red.
Or red dress.
Red dress. Yes, because of Mr. Jonas.
Yeah.
Like, it was kind of a trope.
I don't think it's over. I still think it's, like, hot.
Yeah.
According to psychologists and fashion people, men are now thinking more soft colors, like the powder blues,
Sorry. Oh, I love a powder blue on me, actually, more than a red. I just, like, don't tell women to be soft.
No, I think it's just, I think women did, some women.
I like how nervous you are.
Can you leave the room?
No, I can't. I'm a little fired up today, too.
Okay, calm down.
Okay.
Relax. What other things can I say?
My blood started to boil in my toes when you said that.
I think women got the memo that if you really want to attract, like if you're going out with your girls and you want to be on the dance floor, if you're the girl in the red, every eye is going to be at you. And instead, this they're saying now, no. Do the color that you rock and people will, guys will still look at you. If you are in that powder blue and it just hits your tones, you're going to stand out as much as the red.
That's
you don't
not
have
what,
to do the red.
That's not what this is saying.
It's what
this
I
is,
think it says. And as a okay. man, I determine
and
what articles
man,
mean.
I'm right.
D-Hawk, what do you think about like your wife in red?
I love my wife in red.
Love it. Over.
But, but not the lipstick. But I'm just kind
of
anti-lipstick.
Because of
you
want
to be able to kiss her.
Yeah, I barely like putting chapstick on. When I was in theater, I had to put makeup on and we always like would wait till last minute and then it'd run out of time. So we wouldn't put the makeup on. And like, I just hate, I have like a weird thing with makeup.
An aversion.
So you don't even like when your wife wears like makeup in general?
She does. I don't.
Okay, I'm
so scared of Erica, man. I don't like this.
I'll be the one to say it. Your wife is beautiful. Works from home, so she's kind of allowed her skin to recover. Like she didn't need to rock makeup. She never did need to rock makeup.
Right. She frequently doesn't. Most of the time she does not. But like recently she did put a little bit on, and now she's wearing less when she does do it. And I like it both ways because she doesn't. I don't like when it's overdone.
But she's
but
not
just me. Like, do whatever you want. I don't care.
I don't think women. I don't think you should ever put makeup on for us.
It's never for you.
Right.
It's always for me. Yeah.
Right. And that's all we're. But if you want to know what we like more, we do. I'm just saying. We're trying to give.
I like
you
how scared you guys are. This is awesome. This is the most power I've ever had over both of you.
It is weird because I'm really nervous because you're. You've never sat this far forward. Will you sit back a little bit? Okay.
No.
You are so aggressive. But it's like, I think we're just putting the memo out that you don't have to do the...
But I love the red dress.
You love it.
Yeah, my wife, she looks like the dancing emoji when she wears her red dress.
I literally just texted a friend because there's also kind of a like weird old wives tale about not wearing red to weddings.
Really? That's a thing?
I have worn red to a wedding before and I did not know. So I texted a friend and was like, hi, weird question. This is so annoying. You're the bride. Is it okay if I wear red to your wedding? And she was like, I hate that rule. Of course.
But aren't you? I know, but red is just another flashy color.
That's
and
okay.
And if you're trying to not take attention from the bride.
Tale? What does it mean?
It's like, I think that red means you're trying to steal the man or something.
Or it's a devil
interesting.
Thing.
I don't think it's a devil thing.
Or, I mean, I could see you're kind
you're just stealing attention.
Attention, exactly. Okay. You're a little like, but I'm going to pop.
Yeah.
The bride's going to pop, but I'm also going to pop.
A red dress means she slept with the groom. Like, are we
in the 1400s?
Nobody actually thinks that.
Right, that's crazy. So, yeah, I checked with her on the red, but it's like, oh, red's so good. Red looks good on almost everyone.
Yeah. It just has to be the right shade of undertone, but red looks phenomenal on everyone.
I vehemently disagree. I'm just saying I've
refused to wear red for 27 years of my life.
Because you have red hair.
Yes. And now I'm like, I love it. I love it.
Do you have pictures of you in red?
She wore red like
yesterday
2 days ago
or
yesterday.
I didn't notice it. So I didn't notice
it.
So
you don't mind it.
Yeah.
So you're wrong is what you're saying.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
I don't know that I'm cut out to be a parent.
Everyone?
No, come on.
We've drilled for this.
Mm-hmm. Guys, come on.
That's crazy.
I'm a parent. You're not supposed to agree with me.
Don't you feel like there are conversations that one could start in this room and you think that we've all prepared our responses. Like if I went like, you guys, I've been thinking maybe I do have an alcohol problem.
Oh no, I places. Thought you were mm-hmm. I thought you were gonna go out. With I think I am the problem in dating. Sorry, we had that one ready. I thought that's what we were doing.
We have a few plays we can run. We've drilled them all.
Just you
me.
You You. Somebody help me. I think.
You're not getting there.
I think you're going to be a great mother. But
okay,
there you're gonna have to have a karmic kick to the head to get
I am,
there.
And my dog is the reason.
There
I'm
it is.
Concerned.
Thank you.
Yeah, I called him a D-bag this morning.
Yep. Ooh. There it is.
And
it's okay, I called my son that. Right. You're fine so far.
You're actually on track.
Yep.
Yeah. There's this thing about pet parenting style and how it actually mirrors how you would raise kids. Well, I think my dog has the best life ever. For the record.
You do.
And he does.
He does.
Right. The problem is, he goes on a walk with his dad.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good dog.
Yeah.
He listens. He heals. He does all the things.
Yeah.
I go to take him on a walk.
Yep.
And he plants all four into the concrete somehow. Ooh. So that if I pull a little harder to say, come on, buddy, he says, guess you're dragging me. And then... people out on the road think I'm an abuser.
Look at her dragging that wiener.
Now imagine that's a kid.
Yeah, you can't drag a kid on
you
the
can,
road.
You can. Trust me, you can.
Okay.
He wants
a treat. He wants
because
me,
you've set up the precedent.
Because the first time he did it, I said, I'll get a treat and you'll come to me and we'll keep walking. It's just happening like every... yeah. Quarter of a block.
He
now?
Has trained you now.
Yeah.
I know. And so I'm working on it, but it's not going well.
No,
like,
no.
Then he's biting at the rug at the door, like a doormat, if you will. And he has this thing where he scratches it and wants to pull it up and then bite on it. And I'm like, no, you can't do that. We've learned he only does that when I'm downstairs with him. Mm-hmm. He does not do that when his father is downstairs with him.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's an alpha in the house. There's actually two, and neither of them are you.
But I'm so good to him.
That's why you're not the alpha. You're
too good. He takes advantage of you.
Yes.
There's two doormats in the house.
Yes.
You're the second one.
Okay,
but now here's the question. Is that so bad when you have a kid?
Yes.
Okay.
Glad we finished that.
Let's be done.
No, I think you need to turn this around before you have a kid so you can feel comfortable. Because, we've had this topic on the show before. There's good cop and bad cop, and you don't want that in your relationship with your kids. You really
Nor
don't.
Nor with my husband.
I bet you the Hack household is not a good cop, bad cop. It's at any given point.
Or it's you're both.
Yes.
It's not
everyone's,
one or the other. Yes. It's you're all.
And we try to be as united as possible.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I hate the go ask your mother, go ask your father. Ugh. I hate that. It's I can handle any question.
Your mother can handle any question. Let me talk to your mother about that.
For sure.
But because, not, I'm going to ask her.
Right. Because we're a united front, so we need to discuss, but not just go ask her. I hate that.
That's the terrible answer.
Well,
she is a go ask your dad.
No.
Well, you
I'm
are.
Not, I'm a... Swanson, we need to talk.
But it's,
and then we have conversations.
Dogs don't talk, dude.
And he just looks at me like, fat chance, mom. I've never once said, go ask your dad.
No, because
he
respects his dad.
Unfortunately, I'm the best mom to him. I'm the reason we have him.
It's interesting because you're very lovey with Swanson.
Yes,
you cuddle.
Very.
Dane strikes me that he's that way with Swanson. It's not he's militant or any, he's not get off the couch. He's chill too, right?
Now, when Swanson goes up onto the back of the couch, which he does if we're upstairs, he creeps up there and gets up on the big back pillow.
Mm-hmm.
If Dane comes downstairs, it is off, get off right now. And right. If I come downstairs, I'm like, look how cute he is.
Your children are going to be serial killers.
No.
Yes. Because you're going to be, look how cute you are with your little rifle and the scope.
No.
Oh my gosh. No.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
I've got a story. Guys, I have to talk about the elephant in the room.
No. Listen, we're under duress. Just do the stupid story.
That's my tease.
Just. No. Oh, that was your tease. Oh my God. I thought you were going to talk about why we were laughing before we came. Oh my God. You guys, we're not going to be able to do this.
Okay. I've got a story.
Okay.
It turns out you can call the police for anything.
Okay, great. Those were all stupid stories. You guys! Okay. Ugh.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story's out of Sweden.
Oh,
yeah.
Ish. Idea.
What do? They have the little shoes that were the clogs?
Yes, the cloggies.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So, a woman in Sweden called the local police.
Okay.
And was like, this man has disturbed my peace of mind.
Oh.
And the police were like, ma'am, what happened? First of all, why are you calling us about that?
That's horrible.
Second of all, what happened?
Yeah.
And it turns out that the man was reported to the police because he had asked the woman to have relations with him.
Yeah.
And after she denied it.
She denied it. Okay.
He reported it. Yeah, and I don't know if it was in her general direction.
I thought in her general direction.
Yes. So she called the police and said,
yeah,
that man revenge farted at
me. Revenge farted.
And you need to arrest him. Okay. And the police said, that is not a crime. You need to chill.
Oh my God.
And actually, okay, ma'am, those who smelt it dealt it.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, get her.
Okay.
Aaron, hurry through yours because we don't have much time
okay.
left.
Okay. There's a brand new zoo in Albuquerque that was supposed to open, but they realized they were missing one of their animals and it happened to be an elephant. How do you misplace one of those? I don't know.
I don't
but
know.
But they found her on a public walkway. Just casually out.
No one called them?
No.
And said the elephant farted on me?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Is it all good?
Yeah.
Elephant's back home?
Elephant's good.
Did he get charged with trunk and disorderly conduct?
No.
Oh my God.
All right. It's cool.
Everyone is staying at home, and those are all the stupid people.
We're not high. We're just stupid.
For today,
the Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Attention, fans of Jury Duty. The groundbreaking comedy series is back for season 2, featuring an all-new cast. This installment takes the comedy out of the courthouse and into the mountains above Malibu for an annual company retreat. The catch? Everyone but the new guy is an actor. Oh yeah, and the company is fake. Get to know all the employees of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce, a family business with everything on the line. Season 2 arrives with bigger laughs, higher stakes, and the same heart that made the first season a cultural phenomenon. And here's the fun part. You'll be able to try all 4 flavors of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce on Amazon. Jury Duty presents Company Retreat is now streaming on Prime Video. Don't miss the feel-good comedy everyone's going to be talking about.
SpringFest means more sun, more fun, and more free at Lowe's. Keep your yard in line with an additional free EGO 56-volt battery when you buy a select EGO mower, trimmer, or blower. Plus, keep landscaping fresh with Stay-Green 1-cubic-foot garden soil, 5 bags for $10. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 4A. While supplies last, selection varies by location. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient, meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered.
How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.